AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Texas is facing a long road to recovery from flooding.
The most staggering statistic that the Weather Service and the River Forecast Center has shared with me is 10 to 14 days to dewater the state once the rain stops.
Emergency Management Director Nim Kidd says more rain is coming. Several rivers are rising. There's a search going on around the Blanco River near Wimberley, Texas.
We still have eight confirmed missing and four fatalities, three of which have been identified and one that is pending identification.
Carly Smith is with Hays County Emergency Management. In Houston, 800 to 1,400 homes have already been damaged by the flooding. FIFA's Sepp Blatter is not planning to step aside. He is deflecting blame for the corruption scandal in the soccer group.
More needs to be done to make sure everyone in football behaves responsibly and ethically.
Blatter says he expects more bad news to follow. A judge has set June 24th as the sentencing date for Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. The sentence is death. Police near San Diego are in a standoff with a gunman after he killed a neighbor and retreated into his apartment. The man's wife and two children managed to get out of the apartment complex. Prosecutors say a disgruntled contract worker at a Minnesota nuclear power plant harassed and threatened union officials before police discovered he had a carload of explosive materials and ammunition. Former New York Governor George Pataki is running for president on the Republican ticket.
Conservative policies replace dependency with opportunity in New York State. I know we can do the same thing for the United States.
Pataki made the announcement today in New Hampshire. With a Greece debt deadline looming, stocks finished lower. The closing bell sounded on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials finished down about 36 points. This is AP Radio News. The head of the FCC says a new proposal is meant to narrow the digital divide between rich and poor.
A program called Lifeline subsidizes telephone service for people living at or near the poverty line. The chairman of the Federal Communications Commission says the same ought to be done for broadband internet service. Tom Wheeler calls broadband a critical component of modern life. 70% of American adults have it, but only 54% of households earning less than $30,000 a year do. The FCC plans to vote next month on whether to proceed with extending Lifeline to broadband, but there may be pushback from Congress. Louisiana Senator David Vitter says the program is too plagued with fraud for him to recommend any expansion. Warren Levinson, New York.
President Obama took to Twitter for his first Q&A, the suggested subject climate change, but some questions got far off topic. Obama was asked who he likes in the NBA Finals and his thoughts about Zayn Malik leaving One Direction. The president answered about a dozen questions on Twitter. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.